Be'ezah Shem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, the laws of sales in the Sefer Kinyan, book of acquisitions, where after we finished in the previous six parakim the different ways of acquiring things, in this parak we discuss that even if it's not an acquisition, but the halacha that a person has to maintain his word. As Rambam gives halacha alf regarding what's known as the curse of Misha Parah. Misha Nas Nadam. If someone gave the monies in the medium of a kinyan of kesef, but they didn't yet do Mashiach on the purse. So even though the mobile items are not acquired commercial brand, like we explained, this in Perek Malacha Aleph, the rabbis instituted that it's not going to be a kinyan yet. But whoever does back out once the monies are given, whether it's the buyer or the seller, he has not acted the way a Jew does. And therefore, he's obligated to accept the curse of the Mishapara, the one who's going to punish, who's going to collect. And even if only a deposit was given, whoever backs out, he has to accept the curse of the Mishapara, because the deposit is like you acquired the whole thing. It's as if all the money was given already. Halacha Beis. Now, how do you accept this Mishapara? It's Oyun Nosa Bevezdin. They curse him in the courts of Oyun. They say, Mishapara. It gets the name from the opening words. He who collected, which is a type of terminology of punishing, Me'anshu Darhar Mambal, from the people of the generation of the flood. Umeanchu Dar Flogger, from the generation of the dispersion. Umeanchu Sdem Ba'amayram, from the people of Sodom and Amor, which were overturned and with the fire. Umeanchu Shtab Ba'yamim, from the Egyptians that sank in the sea, which these are specifically picked as examples where these are phenomena, which was great revelations of God righteousness in regarding to the attribute of justice in the world. He's going to also collect from the one who does not keep his word, which also has some action related to it, like when the monies were given. So the guy has to accept the curse, and then the monies are given back. Halacha Gimel. Now, regarding the responsibility on those monies, if someone does nullify the transaction. So if someone does give the monies of the movable items, or mixes them, or partial of the money, which this is what activates the Mishapara, and then V'chazabaylekech. Now, let's say the buyer backs out, which he could. We're going to require the Mishapara, but halachically he could back out. So the seller tells him, okay, come get your monies. The monies are now by the seller like a deposit. So he's like a shemachin, he's like watching it for free. The nignaboy of the difference if they're stolen or lost. And the seller's not going to be responsible for its insurance like a shemachin. That's if the buyer backs up. But if the seller, who he has the money, and he's the one who's backing out, then the monies are going to be in his domain. And he's going to be responsible for its insurance. And even though he backed out and he said to the buyer, come and take your monies. No, he's going to be responsible until he, first of all, he has to first accept the Mishapara. And then subsequently tell to the buyer, come and take your thing. And then he has a lach like Shemachin. Up until that point, he's going to be liable for the Gneva and Naveda. Halacha Dal. If someone has a debt by someone else, Bamalei says to him, look, sell me your barrel of wine to compensate the debt that I have by you. And the seller is agreeable to that. It's like as if he gave him the money right now, which was owed to him. And like when you give money, whoever backs out now is Mekabal. Mishapara is going to accept the Mishapara like anyone who acquires with Kesem and backs out like we said in Lacha Alf. The figure, therefore, since this loan, the money that's owed, is like money that is being given, so let's say he sells his property for the debt that's owed. So no one's allowed to back out. Even though that the because karka is nicknew a kesef itself, so it actually is a kinyan, and no one could back out. And even though the money's not here at the time of the sale, it's the same thing, it's the equivalent, and therefore that would be an acquisition of the karka. Someone buys from his friend property or slaves, where these are things that the kinyan is concluded with kesef, or shomertalton, or other movable items. Now, they set the price. However, no money was given. They put a collateral on the price, which is that if, let's say, he backs out from the sale, then that collateral will stay by the seller. Loikana. No, he has not acquired it because ultimately money was not given. So the collateral also is not going to finish up anything. There's no kinyan done over here. Whoever one of the two wants to back out, doesn't even have to accept this curse of Mishabara, because that's only when the monies were given, hidden money wasn't given. Halach above talks about the kinyan of Roshim, of making a mark, which is making an identifying feature in that purchase item. Let's say he sold him just with words. Now they set a price. Now the buyer makes a mark on the purchase item to make a definitive sign that this is his, this is what I'm buying. Although no monies were given at all, whoever backs out after the marking was made, Mekabel Mishapara will have to accept the curse of Mishapara as if monies were given. Now, Veminig Medina is, but let's say it's even can be more severe. If the custom of that country, Husha Yikna Harishim Kinyagomer, that if you make the mark, it's a full-fledged acquisition, it's actually Nikta HaMekach. Just by making the mark, the sale has been finalized, the item has been acquired. Veinech Mem Yochal Asma, no one could even back out. Vizechayv Lindam, and this guy has to give the monies now. It's definitely clear that this halacha is elabir shadoshim b'fnei hamecha. It's only if that the buyer made the marking in front of the seller. Or if the seller tells him, go make a marking on what you're buying. Because they have made up their mind to make the acquisition. Like we explained by the laws of possession in the first perek in halacha ches, of meshicha, and by drawing it in the second perek in halacha vav, that's when it works, when this was done with the consent of the seller. Halacha ches continues with something less than mishapara, known as mechusar amana, lacking faithfulness. So hanaisim hanaisim b'dvar milvat. So if someone was doing business just with words, no money was even exchanged. Still, the person should keep his word. Even though he didn't take any of the monies at all, there was no marking done on the purchase item. No collateral was left. And whoever does back out, whether the buyer or the seller, although he doesn't have to accept the curse of Nishapara, he's what's called from those who are lacking faithfulness because he's just backing out. And the spirit of the sages are not pleased with such a person. Someone says to his friend, he says, I'm going to give you a gift. And he doesn't give it. But he's lacking faithfulness. Now, but when we say that, it was a small gift. Because the recipient was relying on when he guaranteed him that he's going to give it to them, and he doesn't, he's backing out, that's mechus amana. But if it was a large gift, that actually is not a lack of faithfulness. Because the recipient didn't believe him that he's going to give him this thing, he's promising him a huge gift. Until he's going to acquire with things that you can make a kin with, he didn't really believe him. And if it's actually not considered mechus amana, if he backs out from the large gift. Halachah continues regarding if someone acquires for himself something that was for the shlichus, the agency of his friend. If someone gives monies to his friend, to acquire for him, and this is related to mechus amana, mishapara, regarding it's deceitful, it's not honest. So if someone gives money to his friend, to buy for him, hey, do me a favor, go buy that piece of property from me or that movable item. The nichmas chaver, it's like now, this shlich, this agent, leaves that guy's money who gave him, the money by him, let's say he left it in his house. He says, well, it's a great deal. He's asking me to go buy with his money that property. And he buys with his own monies that property. So Masha also, what he's done is done, because ultimately he could buy it just as well. But he's considered from those who are men of deceit because this guy gave him the money for agency to do it, and he's leaving that guy's money and buying himself. Halacha Yidav. Hayudeya. Let's say he knew. Shezeha Moicher, that the seller, loves him, this agent. And he honors him, he's going to sell it to him. That guy sent him with money, say, hey, do me a favor, buy that for me. Now, this guy, who's like, he wants me to buy from him for this, he realized that the seller's not going to sell it to the guy who's sending him as an agent. He realized that actually the seller will sell it to him. Then he is allowed to buy it for himself. But as long as he goes back and notifies the one who sent him on the agency, he says, look, I'm buying it for myself. He's going to sell it to me, he's not going to sell it to you. But then the fachid shemi yavei achav yikin min liknis. But let's say he's afraid that, wow, that guy's selling. If I go back and let him know that I'm getting it for myself, not for him, someone else is going to go and beat me to it and buy it first. Then the reza kain lasma. Then he could go and buy it for himself first. And then he can let him know that look, he doesn't want to sell it to you. He's only going to sell it to me again, so to preclude himself from suspicion that he did a deceitful act. Halachid beis. How do mixes hamayim? Some of the authorities rule, the halachic authorities, that if he acquired for himself with his friend's monies, achar is a covenant of milva after they made it like a loan, meaning he's thinking to himself, he says, look, this guy gave me money to buy for him. I'm going to buy it for myself. The monies that he gave me, I'll consider like a loan. I'll pay him back later today or tomorrow. So some of the authorities want to say, harikana latzmai. So once he did this deviation, he could acquire, like we find, as they want to say, that if let's say the mishalech tells him to buy wheat and he buys barley. It's not, he hasn't bought it for him, he bought it for himself, and I owes him the money. So he acquires it for himself, and umakabman, we accept from him, and he's trusted, kashom, when he says, Zikafti oisna moisalasmi bimalva. I made the monies that he gave me to buy for him. I actually made it like I owe him that money because I didn't use it for what he wants. I used it for myself. And like it's a loan that I owe him. And they say that, yeah, he's trusted and he could acquire for himself with even that guy's money. But says the Rambam, I mean, I say, she'ein din zed din emes. No, this judgment is not a true judgment. Ela mekech shel mashaleich. Rather, no, the acquisition will belong to the one to the, that sold, that sent him in the agency. But then, Isaac, like we're going to explain in the laws, of when you have investment partners, in Perigzayn from Milchus Shluchim Meshutfin Halacha Dal, that belongs to the Mishaleich. It's his money and his agency. Halacha Gimel continues with, if someone is acquiring as an agent for many people, so Shleisha Shenosnu Mois LeEchad. Let's say three people gave money to one person. Three guys say, look, we want this. We're going to go into partnership. You buy this object for us. If their monies were all pooled together, mixed together. But v'konam mimikts adam, he buys it with some of the money. He's the agent. Af b'shoyse kavan sashliach shezah shekana. So even though the agent has in mind that this that he's buying should be l'achem, and for one of these three guys, harei mikach shakulam. No, the acquired item will belong to all of them. V'cholkenos lifim ma'asem, and they divide it according to the monies that they gave. Now halach yedal, but let's say how yimoy shal achem mehem. But let's say the monies of one of these three guys was tzerudin v'chasumin, was bundled and it was sealed. So here it's the other way around. Although the intention of this agent was that what he's buying should be for all of them, so the only one that's going to acquire it is going to be the one who his monies were used. His money was specifically bundled and tied and sealed, and his money was used, so it's only his money that was utilized. So he's the only one that's going to acquire, and not the other people that also sent him, who he wanted for all of them. It doesn't make a difference. There, it was only his money, and therefore he's going to be the one that gets it.